Don, what are your reflections on that match?
I'm a bit disappointed that we haven't picked up 3 points because I thought we'd created enough in game to do that. We scored another 2 goals again. John was at the bar. Jordan Fulis has gone through 1v1. Keeper's pulled off a good save. Matty Templeton's had an effort where he's pulled off a good save. Ash has gone through at the end. He's pulled off a good save. So, you know, I am pleased that it's 5 unbeaten at home. But I thought we probably should have got 3 points out of today. On reflection, I'm a bit disappointed with the penalty that we've conceded because I don't think you can get out of the way. When somebody's shooting and you're 2 yards away, it's pretty difficult to get your arm out of the way or to actually even move out of the way. So I weren't too pleased with that. First goal for them, they'd not been in game for half an hour. It's probably the most dominant that we've been in the first half all season. And then they've gone through with the first attack. George just pulled off a good save and then they've managed to scramble it in. But all in all, it's a point at home. 5 unbeaten at home now.
With regards to the referee and the 2 penalties, what about the one you got? Did you feel that was a penalty?
Yeah, he dragged him down at box. It's a penalty. You know, it's one of them. You get tight in box, but when you're dragging people down, you give the ref a chance to give penalties. I'm as honest as the day's long, and I would say when it's a penalty, but their first penalty would be a penalty for me.
You changed your back four today. How do you feel they did overall?
I was pleased with them today. Like I said before the game, that back four's got a lot of experience. Jake's played a lot of games. Jake's played a lot of games at right back as well, because I played centre half with Paul McKay for a couple of months last season, and Jake played right back. I played centre half with Quinney, and he played right back, so he's got a lot of experience there. Matty Wilson's played umpteen, amount of games at this level. So has Quinney and above. Josh is a young lad, but he's played over 100 games in this level, so he's got a lot of experience, and they should be able to deal with games and deal with attacks because they're an experienced back four. I thought they defended well for large parts of the game. There were some good blocks when they needed to. Like I said, they didn't have much to do in first half. Had a little bit more to do in second half, but we dealt with crosses well. George come and claimed a lot of good crosses. So yeah, I was pleased. Obviously, we've conceded 2 again, but take away the penalty, and they've probably had their first attack and scored with it. So.
Couple of talking points from the match. Was James Reid lucky to stay on the pitch?
No, he weren't. No. The first one there, lads got up and had a little bit of a laugh with Reid and said, "Oh, you didn't touch me," so I don't know why the ref booked him. But the second one that they were complaining about, he's not even dangled the foot, he's just gone to try and nick it a little bit and got tight, and he might have stood on his foot, but it's not a yellow card, so I don't think he was lucky to stay on the pitch.
And their goalkeeper looked like he was outside the area. What did you think?
To be fair, the view I got from here, it did look like it was, but obviously I'm not in line. It looked like his feet were a good 2-3 yards out. I don't know what it looked like from the stands, but it did look like he was out of area. So, referees have got a tough job to do, and I fully respect that. I weren't one as a player that got on referees because I know what a tough job they've got. But all in all, I thought he'd had a pretty decent game today, apart from their penalty and the decision with the goalkeeper.
Jordan Fulis was booked for diving. Do you speak to a player about that? Do you just let it go?
No, because he got to push him back.
So that should have been a penalty?
Yeah, I thought it was a penalty, yeah. If he'd have flung himself on the floor like their lad did for in the second half, then I'd be having a word with him. But he's got in between 2 defenders and he's got to push him back, so why should he stand up? It's going to knock him off balance when he's trying to get his shot off anyway if he stands up. Their lads, it's one of them. If you're on the centre circle and you go and push somebody back, ref's going to give a foul. So why not in box? That's my view on it anyway.
You made a few changes attacking-wise today. Matty Templeton first start. How do you feel he did?
I thought he did really well. Faded out of the game a little bit towards second half, but the reason I put him out there is because I know what he's going to give me defensively as well. He's played left-back for Barnsley. A big thing for me in the games that we've done, I try and look at things objectively, and we've let too many crosses come in our box. And today, you know, I'll speak to Stato after. I'm pretty positive that that's being reduced. So, you know, I know what he's going to give me defensively, and we can see what he gives us going forward as well.
And how is he? Because he seems to hobble off.
Yeah, he just his calf tightened up a little bit. 23's football is a lot different to Conference North, so. He just his calf tightened up a little bit, but he'll be fine for next week.
And Curzon Ashton away next week. Is the away form something you'll focus on, or will you treat it as any other game, or do you maybe think you might go a bit more defensive?
I've got to find a balance of going a bit more defensive but making sure that we're still creating chances and scoring goals, because I don't want to take that away from the team, because we've got players that can score, we've got players that can produce. So me and Fozzie will have a word in week and see if we can strike that balance. But, you know, it's a perfect opportunity for us to go and get some points away from home. I mean, if we sort that out, then we'll be in for a good season.
BBC Radio Lincolnshire Sport.